Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester proudly welcomes you to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. From the east side to the Finger Lakes to the west side, this is a show that covers all of Section 5 sports.
From top to bottom.
Got a scoop or take? Call or text the show at 222-1280.
Nobody scoreboard watching. Plenty of fans do that.
Now let me give you what you came for.
Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, here's your host, Jeff DeVeronica.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is not Jeff DeVeronica. He will be joining us shortly. This is your opener, Steve Bradley from the Democrat and Chronicle, sitting in as Jeff makes his way down to the studio. And what a day we have. Glorious day here in Rochester. Sun splash, autumn colors in full bloom, playoffs, high school across the board. It's just a great time of year to be involved in high school sports, be a great time to be a high school sports fan, and just a wonderful day to get started and talk high school sports. Last weekend of Section 5 football, a bunch of games last night, not many that were as close as maybe we had thought, but teams definitely have made a statement heading into playoffs. You look at Eastridge last night putting up 70 points against Greece Arcadia, looking to secure that number one seed in Class A. And just really a wonderful time of year. And we're just excited to talk. Jeff will be joining us shortly. And I think with all the competition going on the field, one of the things that we really want to talk about is something that happened on the field on Tuesday and then off the field the rest of the week. And that's Chloe DeLizer from Marion scored her 317th goal on Tuesday night. Actually, her 317th, 318th, and 319th. She had a five-goal game out at Gananda. And at the point in time, everybody in the area had been kind of monitoring the national record and saw that the career leader recorded was somebody named Esmeralda Gonzalez from Texas, who had scored 316 goals in her high school career. And Chloe eclipsed that mark. They stopped the game. They had a nice ceremony, celebrated it. And the thinking was that Chloe had become the all-time high school. And those two words, high school, are pretty important. And career leader in goals. And there's an organization out in Indianapolis, Indiana, the National Federation for High School Sports. They keep track of these kind of things. They have a passage in the rule book that that states that high school is grades 9 through 12, or three seasons at a three-year high school, four seasons at a four-year high school. And Chloe's records have been attained over a glorious six-year career. And she started playing with Marion in seventh grade, scored 66 goals in seventh and eighth grade, scored four more last night. She's at 323, and after some stories came out on Tuesday night and Wednesday, some folks at the National Federation reached out and said, hey, that's great. Chloe DeLizer scored 319 goals. That's more than anybody we know about, but it's not the high school record. Those 66 goals that she scored in seventh and eighth grade won't count toward the record. And as you can imagine, that was a bit of a firestorm across the area. People, both sides of the issue, felt pretty strongly about it. I actually reached out to the state court public relations man, a guy named Chris Watson based out of Albany, very helpful. Learned that New York State recognizes varsity competition. So in New York State, if you meet certain criteria, pass physical fitness test, physical maturity test, good enough to play, the coach puts you on the field, you perform. Anything you do from then on counts towards your high school career record. Not the case across the country. In many states, seventh and eighth graders aren't allowed to play varsity sports. And in order to make high school records uniform, the National Federation, it's in their rules that only the first 4 years count. So as of after last night's game, 257 of Chloe DeLizer's goals have been scored in high school, which would rank her fourth on the current list. There's also a young lady who's at Iowa State now who scored 319 goals in Missouri. She's not on the list for the National Federation. Bruce Howard, who works there, told me yesterday they are going to investigate her and see if her career matches the criteria. So she may indeed become the all-time leader, but it was just a real hot-button issue. And Jeff, you're with us on the line. What are your thoughts on all this?
I've been with you the whole time, buddy. I've been with you the whole time. Thanks for sitting in for me. I'm on my way. I'm almost there. So it's called selective classification when junior high kids get to play varsity sports. And I think it's great that they allow it. My question, I think the Federation, you're way too polite. This is stupid. It's asinine. I can't believe they're recognizing it this way. And the bigger question, I guess, is this. Why are there other states not allowing junior high kids to play varsity sports? I don't understand why whatever states don't allow it, why they're not allowing it. And I'm surprised in this day and age of litigation that someone hasn't sued their state to say, why is it that a kid in New York can compete on varsity as a 7th, 8th grader, but a kid in, I don't know, Oklahoma or Alabama or whatever backward state out there doesn't allow it? I just am shocked. So if I'm the Federation, I think their member schools, they ought to act a little more proactive in saying, we all need to be following the same rules, and we all should allow, either we all should allow junior high kids to play varsity sports, high school sports, or none of us should. The lack of uniformity, to me, in a world where everything is, you know, got to be by the book. Certainly in these high school organizations, it's all by the book. The lack of uniformity here is alarming to me, Steve, and I'm shocked that it took this happening for it to come out. Hey, congrats to Chloe DeLizer. In a weird, weird, weird way, I'm going to tell you that I think this is a karma way. This is karma. I will tell you that the people in Marion can say whatever they'd like. But they did.
They put out a press release that was...
hang on. No, I'm saying defending the fact that over 6 years, you know, there are many coaches I know, Steve, when the game is 10-0, you tell your kids, hey, look, we're not scoring any more goals to embarrass the opponent anymore unless we score with our head. Or you're off foot, be it like your left foot. Hey, Jeff, hey, Veronica, you're right-footed. You can't score goal number 11 in this game unless you put in with your left foot or your head. Deal? Everybody going to abide by that? Okay, let's do that. And there were too many games, Steve, where, and this is where it's like the unspoken majority out there would probably tell you that out of the, maybe there's really only 50 or 60 goals that she scored in garbage time. I don't know what they are. I don't know what the numbers are. But I just know that this has been going on for years. And this is not the issue you want to talk about, but I at least want to say that I think she's a great player. I think she's going to have to work really hard to have the kind of impact at Ohio State that they want her to have. I think she's put herself in a great position by training with the Western New York Flash. And I think it's terrible that this record is being kind of tried to be taken away from her. But I'm just saying that there are critics here that are probably going, well, that's karma. That's the other side of this thing. I do think it's a joke. I think that she should have the record. But the bigger issue here, I think, is the Federation needs to look at its member schools and say, why aren't we all playing by the same rules?
Right. And I thought that was interesting, too. In talking to Chris Watson in New York State, which has, back to when we were in high school in the 80s, at least, allowed 7th and 8th graders to compete. So it's 35, 40 years of that. And to your point about it being different across the country, I was trying to find something that worked as a comparison. And, you know, there's no national speed limit, right? But in New York State, it's 65. You get to Ohio, it's 70. You get to South Dakota, it's 80. So having different rules is not that uncommon. Having states disagree with the national governing body this day and age is not that uncommon. But, you know, all of those goals happened. Everyone saw them happen. Not everyone, but they've been properly recorded. And that it you're right. It's bizarre to get to that point and say, hey, you know, this record isn't what you thought it was. But to some degree, I understand it. There, you know, the guy at the National Federation, Bruce Howard, has been there 34 years. I wrote a column about this yesterday. It's in the Democrat and Chronicle today. And, you know, in my opinion, it's not about the record. Chloe will be able to walk around and tell people, and this is the truth, nobody in high school girls soccer that we know of, and that we know of is a key phrase because Chris pointed out in his conversation with me, there's no statute of limitations on high school record keeping. People emerge all the time and say, I did this or so-and-so did that. They vet that and the record can change. Nothing can take away from what a special player she has been and her accomplishments here. And the point you raised about the sportsmanship or some of the goals coming later in games, that's been addressed a little bit. That's kind of, you know, that's not a concrete thing. That's a personal thing that people deal with.
It's subjective.
It's very subjective. And, you know, Lori,
I'm just telling you, coaches I know that have played in games that are lopsided will say, hey, look, nobody scores the 11th goal in this game unless you do it with their head.
Right, and I know hockey coaches back in the day, going back to Bob Peterson and McQuaid, when they were dominant. His players, you know, they could hit the goalpost, but they couldn't hit the goal. I mean, there are measures in place. Saw it last night in football. Canandaigua got up really big on Churchville Chili. They used a running clock. That game ended while some of the other games in Section 5 were at halftime. So that's out there. That, you know, that there are places in place. Pieces in place to prevent that, but you know, and the whole thing about competition too. I you know, Class C is different than Class AA, and but you know, watching Chloe the other night, you know, she was clearly has a lot of tools. She was the best player on the field, and she's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. Even in front of your naked steaming eyes, I'm right here.
We'll hang up this. Yeah, she's a good player, don't get me wrong. But I just can tell you from covering this for a long time that and I don't want to turn this into a referendum here on Chloe Delay as a player, but she'd be an all-league player in Monroe County. She'd be really good, but she wouldn't have scored 150 goals in her career if she played Monroe County. She may have scored 100, but it wouldn't be 300, I can tell you that. So, again, that's Class C versus Class AA. Hey, let's tell the folks real quick what we have going on in today's program, Steve.
Okay, well, coming up after our break, we'll have a U.S. Army segment, Go Army and Facebook, the Grease Army Career Center. We've got an interview with our College Assistant Plus.
Do you want me to do this part?
No, well, okay, it's your show. I mean, you know, I'm just the opener.
Brenda Piazza is going to come on and talk about college application time from College Assistance Plus. And then at 12:30, we can sit back and maybe we can get in the car, actually drive somewhere. And I got a nice interview with Claire Euless.
Trevor Sousa over
Section
at
– Section 5 Golf Champ.
Claire's an HFL student who is on the golf team. HFL doesn't have a golf team, so she plays through through Victor. She won sectionals this week. And then, you know, you've got your G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. We've got our Athletes of the Week.
Tim Maddle, Wayne, we actually went pretty deep in that interview, so that's pretty interesting, too.
Spoiler alert, huh?
No, it's out there. I already tweeted it out there. You weren't following me this morning, apparently. But we got to go to break, Steve, because we got to keep this train on the tracks, man. I was on the Special Tees hotline, by the way. SpecialTees1.com. It's a great company down in Geneseo. Order your gear right there. As we head into our first break, I want to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. Interest-free financing, no interest, interest-free till – what are you wearing? Steve Bradley, oh, my gosh. It's good thing we have Facebook Live, folks. Interest-free financing for 3 years if you book before Halloween. The number is 617-0007. These are all certified Bass Fitter professionals. Don't do it yourself like a dunce. Don't do it. Let the pros from Bass Fitter do it. Give them a call at 617-0007. Tell them you heard about the great work they do right here on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.
Trick or treat, smell my sheet, give me something good to eat. Salvatore's Pizza, that's right. Salvatore's Giant Sheet Pizza, 32 pieces of perfection for all your Halloween party needs. Celebrate Halloween with Salvatore's.com.
If going over 200 miles per hour in an Apache helicopter in the black of night sounds like your idea of a good time, then you might want to check out the U.S. Army's Warrant Officer Flight Program. You'll get to fly some of the most exciting and advanced helicopters in the world, like the Apache and Blackhawk. And you won't be in the air doing traffic reports or checking out about the scenery. You'll be flying on exciting missions. You can earn your pilot's license and get paid well to do so. Very well. For more information, call Geneva at 781-2200, Greece at 663-3690, Henrietta at 427-8600, or Newark at 331-7625. Paid for by the U.S. Army. GoArmy.com.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case. Like a good friend or family member, the attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Welcome to the Summit Federal Credit Union. Maybe you're in school, saving for college, or working, or maybe you're doing all three at once. Whatever your situation, the Summit can help make your financial future bright. We'll help you choose the checking, savings, credit card, or investment options that are right for you. Join the Summit today. Visit summitfcu.org or come visit us at any branch. The Summit, here to help with every phase of your life. Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. The Summit Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
There are plenty of professional sports teams in Rochester, but there's also a lot of great high school sports action in each town in our area. When's the last time you checked out a high school game? Session 5 sports are about more than just wins and losses. They're about teaching teamwork, dedication, and discipline. So support the kids who play for your school. Get out and watch a high school game today. For more information, including schedules, rosters, and stats, visit section5.org. That's section v.org. Brought to you by the Monroe County League and Section 5.
College Assistance Plus has worked with thousands of families, saving them millions of dollars. It can be stressful choosing the right college, but we're here to help. CA Plus will guide you from college visits to college graduation and through every step in between. Each student and family situation is different, and we work to accommodate those specific needs. Call today for a free family meeting, 585-582-1846, or visit collegeassistanceplus.com for more information. College is expensive. College Assistance Plus can help.
Think of the RIT Inn and Conference Center located at 5257 West Henrietta Road for your next stay, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT Inn and Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Hi, this is Rich Ide, and it's back. The Ides March is here at Ide Volkswagen. So come visit us in East Rochester and get a great car for a great deal. We make car buying easy and fun at Ide Volkswagen. We'd love to earn your business.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Verhulst Haunted Hayride, Spencerport. Come to the woods tonight. VerhulstHauntedHayride.com.
Monday, make sure you're talking sports in the herd. Colin Cowherd, Monday, noon till 3, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We are back on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. We're brought to you by Salvatore Pizza. My name is Jeff DeVeronica from West Ronicoid Schools. In studio guest Steve Bradley from Democrat and Chronicle. This is our U.S. Army segment when we tell you about our athletes of the week. We'll tell you a lot more about Claire Euless, our girls athlete of the week, in just a little bit. She's the Section 5 golf champion, 76 and 78, won by 9 strokes. And she also won the Monroe County Tournament champion. So congratulations to Claire. You'll hear more from her and her coach, Trevor Susan, in just a bit. But also congratulations to our boys' athlete of the week. These athletes of the week are sponsored by the Pittsford Pub. Thanks to them for their sponsorship. His name is, I think it's Othman Belsine from Greece, Athena. Check this out. 3 consecutive hat tricks for the Red Hot Trojans. They're 12-2-2. They take a six-match winning streak into the sectionals where they're going to face my Irondequoit Eagles next Friday. Athena's the number two seed. And Bellsign he scored the trifecta against Olympia, Brighton, and then he helped knock off previously unbeaten Pittsford Sutherland with a hat trick in that ball game too. He has 14 goals on the season. So congrats to Othman and to Claire, our Pittsford Pub Athletes of the Week. This is our U.S. Army segment. We tell you all about the U.S. Army. More than 150 different careers in the U.S. Army. The best way to connect with our local recruiters, get on the Facebook, search Grease Army Career Center, and in a couple clicks, you could be inviting them to do your gym class if you're a local physical education teacher. You could invite them into your school to talk to some of your students or go to them and find out how the Army can help pay for your college education. Let's take another quick – no, we're going to play our College Assistance Plus interview with the Director of Consulting, Brenda Piazza. Joining me now on the Specialties Hotline is the Director of Consulting Services for College Assistance Plus. Her name is Brenda Piazza, one of our good friends here on the show, here to tell us a little about applications for college, and this is the time of year, Brenda, where kids are getting stressed about getting their applications in. There's different deadlines. Can you tell us a bit about some of these deadlines, when they are and what they are?
Yes, I'll talk about a few of the deadlines, the most common, one being regular decision, another early action, and the other is early decision. I'll talk a little bit about each of those. Regular decision deadlines are typically January 1 or January 15th. They could vary, some are February. There are some exceptions. Students who apply regular decisions hear back from the colleges sometime in March or April with an acceptance decision. Now, the national commitment deadline is May 1. So remember, the students applying regular decision usually hear from the colleges in March or April. Early action deadlines, they usually hear a little bit earlier back from the school. So the most common early action deadlines are November 1 and November 15th. So those kids who are applying early action, they're very busy right now because their applications are due very soon.
November 1, November 15th. Keep that in mind, kids and families out there. Are there advantages to applying early to college, Brenda?
Yeah, there are some advantages to apply early. It could offer opportunities in terms of being admitted. So if it's questionable, their test scores, ACT, ACT, and their GPA, their overall application, if they're borderline and they apply a little earlier, there could be an opportunity that they might be admitted. Also scholarships, they might have a bigger opportunity for receiving scholarships. And I do want to point out there's one more application deadline that I'd like to talk about, which is early decision. This is an application deadline that some students consider. It is a binding agreement, and parents and students need to be aware of this. It's a deadline that if they apply and they're admitted, it's binding and they're committed to enroll in that school. Now, the early decision deadlines are also usually November 1 or November 15th. Usually students who apply early decision, it's their dream school. But they really kind of need to know that they can afford that school. So it needs to be thought out very carefully.
Okay, keep that in mind. Early decisions mean it's binding. But also keep in mind, November 1st, November 15th, if you're a high school senior, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're a family that's a little lost in the whole process, you want to get on track, give Brenda a call. A great team down there, College Assistance Plus, 585-582-1846. That's 585-582-1846. Extension 3, and please ask for Brenda. Brenda, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
CollegeAssistanceplus.com.
Trick or treat. Smell my sheet. Give me something good to eat. Salvatore's Pizza. That's right.
Salvatore's Giant Sheet Pizza. 32 pieces of perfection for all your Halloween party needs. Celebrate Halloween with Salvatore's.com.
This is Jeff DeBronicki here to tell you more about Doyle Security. Unfortunately, we lost my father-in-law a few years ago, and that left my mother-in-law alone in her home. One of the first calls we made after he passed was to Doyle Security. Doyle's award-winning burglary detection system gave her peace of mind again. It gave her comfort. Whether it's for your family or for yourself, at any stage of your life, Doyle can help. For seniors, Doyle offers a GPS-enabled personal emergency response system It also has fire and carbon monoxide protection, security cameras, and more for your home or business. More than 35,000 customers rely on Doyle every day and every night. Family owned and operated for more than 100 years, you don't have that kind of staying power unless you're doing it right. Call 1-866-GO-DOYLE or visit godoyle.com to schedule your free, no obligation consultation.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case, like a good friend or family member. The attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Need help with your next home project? If your answer is yes, then your next call should be to American Custom Exteriors and Interiors, a local company that specializes in custom design. Roofing, siding, windows, kitchen and bath remodels, custom restoration work, American Custom Exteriors and Interiors does it all. It's a company that prides itself on its own craftsmanship and, unlike some others, doesn't hire out for help. American employs its own crews that work with you so the job gets done the way you want it. Visit their website at AmericanCustomInc.com or call 585-723-8072.
Think of the RIT In-N Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next stay, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT In-N Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Hi, this is Rich Ide, and it's back. The Ides March is here at Ide Volkswagen. So come visit us in East Rochester and get a great car for a great deal. We make car buying easy and fun at Ide Volkswagen. We'd love to earn your business.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Verhulst Haunted Hayride Spencerport. Come to the woods tonight. VerhulstHauntedHayride.com.
Saturday, the Buffalo Bulls travel to Akron to zap the Zips. Bulls pregame kicks off at 2:30 Saturday on Rochester's number one and most listened to sports station, Fox Sports 1280.
Joining me now in the specialties hotline are actually two people, a coach and a player, and the player just happens to be our Pittsford Pub Athlete of the Week after winning the Section 5 Championship. Her name is Claire Euless from Honey I Falls, Lima. She's a senior there. She plays on the Victor girls team because HFL doesn't have a team. But, Claire, congratulations. You're a Section 5 champion and you're Athlete of the Week. It's been a few days. How do you feel after a couple of great rounds?
Honestly, it's kind of felt like a blur since Tuesday. I mean, it's been 2 days. It's been a lot of congratulations from a ton of people that I honestly wouldn't have expected that from. Like, a lot of people pay attention, and it's such a great feeling to have that many people behind me.
It's amazing two rounds. 76 at Brooklee Country Club to clinch it. You went into the final round with a 6-stroke lead after shooting a 78 at Greystone, which I'm very familiar with. Certainly two different courses. We'll talk about that in just a second. But let's bring on now your coach from Victor, Trevor Souza, joins us now in the specialties outline. Trevor, tell me a little bit about this. What makes this young lady such a – she's a senior. She's been around for a while, but putting it all together at the right time, what makes her such a strong golfer?
Claire, and thanks for having us on, Jeff. Claire is, you know, been kind of a workhorse since I met her. It's funny because she played as a team of one with Pittsford her eighth grade year, and then Victor picked up a team in 2016, and the Pittsford coach reached out to me because she knew that we were brand new, only had a couple golfers that had any experience, and said, hey, I've got this girl from HFL. She's a pretty good stick. and she could help your, you know, your team as you're getting off the ground. So she is a merger with us. She plays as part of our lineup. She earns points for us, and it was kind of, a match made in heaven from day one. She played the first practice round with a junior at the time, and they became really good friends. And then since then, Claire's taken off as a leader, and she puts in the time. She's had a couple different memberships. Her family's a member at Oak Hill, and she had a junior membership at Locust Hill, so she got some variability in the courses that she was playing, and she just loves the game. She puts time into the short game, into the long game. She's gotten great instruction from her coach, Jeff Rosetta, over at Oak Hill. And she just, I think the biggest thing is she loves it and she's willing to put in the time. So she's developed a lot of strengths over the year. And she's always hit the ball pretty far, and she's hitting it further than she's ever had before. And that makes golf a little bit easier, too.
Claire, you're like, what, 5'9", 5'10"?
Yeah, so I'd say right in the middle of those two numbers.
And somebody told me you average about 270 off the tee? Is that accurate?
Yeah, like 260, 265.
Yeah, on a bad day, probably. You hit a long way. When did you first start to think that this was something you really wanted to do, could maybe parlay into a scholarship and beyond? How old were you when you first started playing? Who got you involved?
My dad got me involved like when I was like really little. But, I mean, you're playing as a kid. You're not really taking it seriously. But I started actually taking it seriously in my seventh grade year, and then that's when I played my first tournament, some Western New York Junior PGA tournament, and then went into eighth grade, started playing in some more things, and then freshman year, started playing in even more things, and then my sophomore, junior, and then now senior, I'm taking it really seriously. I'm trying to get a scholarship, hopefully D1. I have a pretty busy schedule. I travel a lot of places for a lot of cool tournaments.
Do you play other sports, or did you play other sports? Because this is not a sport where you can kind of go halfway. Either you got to go all in for golf, and it can be a very maddening sport. I've played it myself, and did it come easy to you, or was, you know, at first, I mean, why did you take to it so well?
I think that it was because I was always around my parents, and my mom actually started playing golf because my dad would spend so much time at the golf course, and she's like, oh, well, if you're spending so much time there, I want to learn too so that I can go with you. But they both knew how to play, so they would take me. And then actually a friend of mine, Aiden Stampinato, who plays for the Victor varsity boys team, he actually got really into golf, and then since I was so close to them when I was younger, my dad and his dad, and then two of us would go out, and we would just hit the ball around, mess around a little bit.
We're talking with Trevor Sousa, coach at Victor, and one of his players in the Section 5 champion, Claire Euless, here. She is our Athlete of the Week by the Pittsburgh Pub. And Coach Sousa, let me ask you about her mental game, because you can have all the physical tools there is, and we've seen, whether it's Tiger Woods or anybody on the LPGA Tour, you can lose it pretty fast. What about her mental game? How much has she grown in that regard?
She's grown a lot. I think when I look at myself as a golf coach, Claire came in with a swing coach, and a handful of my girls take lessons, and even the boys as well. I'm not there really to change things in their swing. I'm there obviously to help out, but I think I kind of take more pride in helping them mentally prepare for tournaments, for competition, and just for life in general. That's kind of my goal as a coach, is to get them ready for life. But Claire is, she's pretty resilient. She understands that to compete at a high level, you've got to have the physical tools to be able to get the ball around the golf course and in the hole, but you also have to be resilient, because golf, like you said, Jeff, is one of those games that you can pull your hair out pretty easily. You have a bad shot, you have a bad hole, you have a bad stretch, which can turn into a bad round very easily. So she understands that, you know, as soon as a hole is over, as soon as a shot's over, she's able to internalize it, and then she's able to move on, and she's ready for the next thing. And I think that's probably the thing that Claire and I have really talked most about over the last 4 years is, you know, how to build that resiliency. So she can, I knew the minute I met her that she was going to be a player and she was going to have some lofty goals. So I figured it was my job to help in the areas that I can. And she certainly has put a lot of work into that aspect of herself as well, the mental aspect.
Claire, how do you do that? How do you get past that terrible approach shot and you got to go try to make a long birdie putt that's 35 feet instead of 15? How do you get past it?
Honestly, that confidence that comes with a ton of reps, just constantly like hitting different shots and hitting different distances of putts. And I've played in enough tournaments where I know and I trust myself to bounce back from having a necessarily bad shot or a bad hole. I think that I've always had kind of that talent, if you will, where I finish a hole. If it was bad, it's out of my brain. I don't think about it anymore. And I just try to focus on the people in my group. If they help pick me up, and if they don't, then that's up to me. And I trust myself a lot with that.
Well, Mondays have been pretty good to you. You won the Monroe County Tournament of Champions on October 7th and then followed up with the sectionals. The 78 at Greystone, you led by 6 after that round. Did you talk at all about not taking your foot off the gas pedal or trying to play safe at Brook Lee in the round 2? What were your thoughts going into that second round?
Honestly, I wasn't really thinking about scores, as funny as that is. I had a really good friend of mine playing with me the first and second day, and you know what? I was just trying to have fun, and I find that I play my best when I'm having fun and I'm not so focused on making everything I look at, because it doesn't need to happen. As long as you end up making par, you can play a straight 18 holes with that and you will do amazing. So, I mean, I just try to just find the best in the each shot that I have and then prepare myself for the next.
Coach, what were your thoughts going into the final round? She shoots a 76 at Brook Lee. I mean, that's a tough, tight course. Did you have a feeling it was going to be her day?
I did, Jeff. Watching her ball striking, and I talked to her dad a couple times throughout her round about this. The last like week and a half of the season, her ball striking was unbelievable, tee to green. She had been hitting her driver straighter than I had ever seen. She had been hitting a lot more greens than I ever seen. And then when she was missing greens, her chipping and pitching, especially her pitching from 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 yards, was spot on. So I had a really, really good feeling going into the end of the season that she was going to be putting herself in positions to be successful. And then once she finished with a 6-stroke lead going into Brook Lee, since she caddied in the semester tour event for Julia, I knew that she knew that course pretty well. She played it a couple times in the Pro-Am. She had caddied for a professional player there, so she knew the course. So I knew, I kind of figured going into the season, seeing Brook Lee as a super sectional event, and once Claire was in that position, I was like, she's really in the driver's seat. The way that she's hitting the ball, she's got this thing. And she went into that round, like she said, just kind of focused on enjoying it, because not only was this her last round of the season, it was kind of the last round of the fall aspect of her full career of high school golf. She still has the state tournament in the spring, but I knew that she was really in a great headspace, and the ball striking was unbelievable. Everything happened. She peaked at the exact time she needed to peak this year, and she set those goals of being Monroe County champion and sectional champion, and is looking forward to competing in June.
Claire, now let's talk about the Symetra Tour in Brook Lee, because the Danielle Downey Credit Union Classic just this past summer celebrated its 50th year at Brook Lee, and you got a chance to play that course like all the top young players in our area, girls players, through the partnership with Section 5 and the tournament there. But Julia Roth, how did you get connected with her, a player from Sweden, and what have you learned, I guess, from her?
So me, my mom and my dad, we decided that we wanted to house a player that was going to be playing in that tournament at Brooklee, and we were so fortunate to have Julia be given to us by Mike Vidala. And you know what? She's become like a big sister to me since she moved back to Sweden. I miss her every day. And you know what? She taught me so much about how to recover from bad like events that have happened in your life, whether it's golf or some social drama issue. Mm-hmm. You know, that comes with high school. But she, you know, she's just such an inspiration to me. And you know what? I go into the recruitment process with so much more confidence now because of what she told me. Because she got recruited as a Swedish golfer to Arkansas State, and she had a blast there. And, you know, it just makes me look forward to collegiate golf.
Well, grades are good, right? You got a good grades, Claire, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good grades, great swing, tough mental game. You got the whole package, and you got another chance in the spring at Deerfield, which I'm sure you played, for states. Top nine players from sectionals go on to states, and you will be there. You've been there before. You played states before, Claire?
Yeah, we were at Deerfield last year for sectionals and states, so we get to play there again.
Well, it's awesome. Congrats to Mercy, the winning team in sectionals, but congrats to you, Claire, not only a Section 5 champion, but our Pittsford Pub Athlete of the Week. I appreciate you kind of doing a longer interview with us here and wish you all the best moving forward. Hopefully we can talk to you again in the spring. Our last show will be the week after the state, so maybe we'll be talking about the ultimate for a high school athlete, the state championship. Is that something you've even thought about, like I could win the states?
Yeah, absolutely. We make these goal sheets before the season even starts in August, something that Coach has us do. And we had three goals, and at the bottom I had win states, but there's a question mark next to it. And Coach calls me up to the front of the room we were in, points to the question mark, crosses it out. And he's like, "You got this." I'm like, "Yeah, I got this."
Love it. Love it. Trevor, hey, Claire, thanks again for doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And Coach Souza, as always, I appreciate coming on the air onto our specialties hotline. Wish you guys all the best throughout the winter months, when I know you'll do whatever it takes, Claire, to keep that swing really grooved. And hopefully we'll be talking to you again in the spring. Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you, Jess.
All right, Claire Euless, our Athlete of the Week from HFL/Victor, and Coach Trevor Souza from Victor, right here on the specialties hotline. Back with more. It's the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.
All right, Gene, a fitness coach of the week coming up next. But before we go to break, they're on our specialties hotline. And I want to tell you about my good friend, the Bass Sitter, 617-0007. Two words, Bass Sitter, one great mission, remake your bathroom. They can do it in one day if you want. Or they can take some time, but they can do it in one day if you want. BassFitter.com, check it out. Tell me you heard about it right here on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.
Trick or treat, smell my sheet, give me something good to eat. Salvatore's Pizza, that's right.
Salvatore's Giant Sheet Pizza, 32 pieces of perfection for all your Halloween party needs. Celebrate Halloween with Salvatore's.com.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case. Like a good friend or family member, the attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Ready to fuel your hustle with an afternoon pick-me-up from Dunkin'. From 2 to 6 p.m., get any size Dunkin' iced coffee for $2. Sip smooth with our signature original blend. Go bold with a rich iced dark roast, or try yours with new Girl Scout cookie-inspired flavors.
Any size Dunkin' iced coffee is $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. Grab yours and keep on running. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes cold brew, plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Think of the RIT In-Am Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next day, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT Inn and Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Hi, this is Rich Ide, and it's back. The Ides March is here at Ide Volkswagen. So come visit us in East Rochester and get a great car for a great deal. We make car buying easy and fun at Ide Volkswagen. We'd love to earn your business.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Verhulst Haunted Hayride Spencerport. Come to the woods tonight. VerhulstHauntedHayride.com.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Salvatore's.com.
Saturday night. It's the annual homecoming game for the RIT Tigers as they host Merrimack at the War Memorial. Coverage begins at 7 Saturday night on Rochester's number one and most listened to sports station, Fox Sports 1280.
Joining me now on the specialties hotline is our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week in his 26th season at Wayne for boys soccer. It's Tim Maddle. Tim, congratulations. This award goes to coaches not only who might win, but coaches really who make a difference in the lives of young people. And I know you've been doing that since the mid-90s out in Ontario County. Congratulations on the award, Tim.
Thank you.
What, you know, you guys are off to another solid season, 13-2 as we record this now. Regular season finale happened on Friday night. Could probably win another league title. 14 of them in your 26 years between the Wayne County League and Finger Lakes. But what, when you were young, when did you figure out you wanted to coach? Like, this was going to be kind of what you did and teach. How old were you and why, I guess?
Well, you know, I kind of knew it right away when I was in high school. I had four older brothers, so they're constantly asking me, you know, what do you want to do when you get older? What do you want to do? And I kind of knew I wanted to teach, and I eventually wanted to coach and coach soccer.
Any big influences? Where did you grow up? Did you grow up around here?
Well, I actually went to Wayne Central through my sophomore year. Then we moved into the city, and I went to John Marshall. And that's when I joined the Rochester Mavericks Traveling Club. And it was coached by, I would say, a legendary coach, Dick Beal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Who ended up being at McQuaid for a while there as an assistant coach. So he had a big influence on me at the Mavericks because he got me in. I was new to the community, got me into his soccer club. Of course, I had to make the team first, and he had a lot of influence over the boys. We there was a lot of city boys on the team, and I would say they're at risk characters for sure. But he got us all together and made some pretty good teams back in the late '80s.
We're talking to Tim Maddle. He is our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. What do you see when in a young kid? What do you try to bring out of them as you watch them grow up? And you see them as a teacher and as a coach. But what do you try to get out of them? Now, how do you do it? How do you get the best out of a kid?
Well, you just be consistent with character, and how they conduct themselves on the field, in school, and in the community. You just don't let any of it slide. And of course, obviously you have to live the same lifestyle that you're promoting in them. They're teenagers, so they're going to make mistakes, you know. When they do, you got to be there to pick them up, you know, and say you can do better. But basically just telling them how they conduct themselves. You know, it's, I always tell my guys, look at, you know, we're going to win ball games, but it's really special to win ball games in a classy way with sportsmanship, because that's what people remember down the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and I mentioned this before we began the interview, you know, I covered many games where I've covered Wayne in the semifinals, sectionals, probably once in the finals, a loss to Mendon. and you know, you're kind of always knocking on the door, but whether it's an Aquinas or a Sutherland or a Mendon, maybe even an HFL or a Livonia, they nick you. You know, those are great memories for your kids to have great seasons, but coming back from losses, being resilient, who taught you about that as a young man and even as a coach?
Oh, without a doubt, my dad taught me how to be resilient. When I was 9 years old, I lost my mother in a treasure car accident. And obviously, he lost his wife. And from that point on, it was really about resiliency, getting back on your feet, dusting yourself off, and moving forward. You know, he taught that all through those, you know, years after we lost our mom. To, you know, to be resilient and to go on. And since then, I've made it a little goal of mine to help out people who have lost a parent, you know, by sharing my story and talking with them, being a teacher at the middle school level and now the high school level. You run into that every now and then, you know, people lose parents. And when they're ready, you know, to sit down and share my story and talk with them. So I would probably definitely see my dad. I had a lot of good coaches through the years too that, you know, taught us that, you know, it's a game. You didn't win this one, but there's a game tomorrow, and to keep moving on.
Great message for young people, for anybody really. Hey, let's talk some soccer here. This is a team that has beaten three teams from Monroe County. Churchill Chilai, HFL, always a tough out with Coach Merrill there, 3-0, and my ironic White Eagles 5-1, and then you got McQuaid 2-1. That's by design. You scheduled those teams. You had to have a good feeling to schedule up like that. You had to have a good feeling about this squad. What do you like about this group? And you know, do you think it has the potential to be the team that kind of can break through here?
Yeah, I think so, most definitely. You know, you've been around soccer long enough to know that the ball can bounce one way and it can decide the game. And yeah, I've just been in my fair share of those on both sides. But definitely, I'm bringing back two center middies that I pulled up as ninth graders, Matt Gentile and Devin Ledoux. So they're in their fourth season with me. I have a guy in Nets named Cullen Bach, who his ninth year is – when he was in ninth grade, he played academy for goalies, so he didn't play high school. But we just kept with him. He liked the high school atmosphere. He'd come out to our games when he was in ninth grade and say, "Man, I want to be part of this." You know, yeah. At Wayne, we play at night and the community comes out, so it's a fun event. So we got him back as a sophomore, so he's back now. You know, our third year with him, and we got some pieces in some good places that we can make a good run, deep run.
Well, it's a fantastic career. You don't last this long without doing a lot of things right every single season, and I'm real happy that we got a chance to honor you as we do every week, a Coach of the Week, and. Our Gene G. Fitness Coach of the Week, Tim, thank you so much for making some time for us here. And hopefully maybe we can get you back on with, you know, I tell you right now, I love the Wayne train. I'm on the Wayne train. If you guys can get it done, we're definitely going to have another interview this fall, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, Tim Maddle, thanks for being on the air. We appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Eagles in sectionals.
Thanks, Jeff.
James Provenzano here live from James Mitsubishi on Ridge Road in Greece. All over.